Quantum connections. Quantum connections. All the born-agains are connected in the Spirit in Christ. The Bible makes it clear in Genesis, in 1 Corinthians, in Kings. You see the separation between Cain and Abel. You see the separation between Israel and the Gentiles. You see the separation between the saints and the ain'ts in 1 Corinthians. The separation, come out from among them, be you separate. You see the separation in Revelation. You see the separation in the tribulation, the 144,000 and the two witnesses. You see the separation between the two camps. He says, don't go before unbelievers with a matter. Don't go to court before unbelievers. Don't you have somebody in your church that can solve the matter? You know, and the churches don't apply. If there's an issue, the churches usually say, well, go to the lawyer. Why? The Bible says the least among you can solve an issue. The least among you, meaning those who don't even have a whole lot of biblical truth, but they're born again. They know the truth deep down. They know what's right. And so there's a quantum connection going on with people, with stuff, with things, with mindsets, with habits, with the earth. There's a quantum connection with everything. Everything you quantum connect with, it creates a some kind of bond, especially with a person, right? So this is all about people. Why was the earth created? For mankind. So everything down here is created for you. It's all you have to do is reach out and grab it. The door, once you look, there's always an open door somewhere. You just got to step through it. And then when you step through that door, another door opens, then another door, then another door. Every problem that you face in life, there's already a solution. The solution was there before the problem even existed. Hello? Do you believe that? The solution was there before the problem existed. If you can get a hold of that and digest that and swallow that and drink that and chew the cud on that and meditate on that, you solve a lot of problems, a lot of mental problems. See, the media, the news, oh no, the stock market's going to crash. Oh no, there's a war. Oh no, it's the end of the world. The sky's falling. The sky's falling. But the Bible makes it clear the solution's there before the problem even appeared. The lamb slain before the foundation of the world. Was Jesus a savior before the foundation of the world? Yeah. Was he a savior 2,000 years ago? Yeah. Is he a savior now? Yeah. Is he sustaining you right now? Yeah. In him we live and breathe and have our being. By him all things consist. Who's holding you together? Who's holding this reality together? Jesus. Yeah, there's 666 encoded everything. But I prayed about it one time. I said, Lord, what's going on? Looks like the devil's winning. I know he's not, but it looks like, because 666 is on everything. And then that's when he showed me the black, white, and red, the blood of his cross is everywhere. So, yeah, the flesh mind wants to be seen. The devil wants you to, he wants to hide, but those who really dig deep about what's going on can see past the 3D and see the object lessons. The 666 is encoded everywhere. And the 666 is actually based on the flesh side of man. Man dropped down. Adam and Eve dropped down. They wanted to be like God, be their own gods. Why? Because that's what the devil put in their mind. You can be like God. You can be your own God. That's what Oprah Winfrey says, right? She wrote the book, The Secret. She didn't give Jesus the glory. I haven't read the book, but you can be a spiritual farmer. You can sow seeds in the spirit realm and have it manifest in the 3D. But does that mean you're God? No, that means you're a farmer, a spiritual farmer. That's all. Just like a farmer throws out some pumpkin seed and the pumpkin comes back. Is he a God? No, he's just using the universal principles. There's some universal principles out here. And if you apply those, if you go back to the source code principles and you realize everything's reflection, everything's a copy because you're made in the image of God. So if you're made in the image of God, there's your root. Image is a copy, right? So if everything's in the image of God, all the humans that is, then everything in front of you is a copy. It's a copy machine. You're in a copy machine. You might say, so if I'm in a copy machine, you might sound like the devil. The devil was mad because he said, I don't have a free will. Yeah, you had a free will. You dropped down. You chose to leave God. He did have a free will. He chose to leave God, and look what happened to him. You got a free will. You can either seek God or reject God. It's your choice. The beginning of wisdom is the fear of God. If you really want to have wisdom, you're going to have to fear God. Don't fear those who kill the body. Fear those who can take your soul to hell. Cast your soul into hell. And God didn't make hell for man. God made hell for the devil and his angels. But some people choose to go there. It's their choice. The judgment of God is on sin. And all sinners are going to have to burn. Unless the sinner cries out to God and receives Jesus by faith into their heart. And you might say, well, it's got to be more than one way. Nah, if there's one way, then if there's more than one way, why did Jesus have to go to the cross? If there was another way, he wouldn't have had to go to the cross. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. There's only one way. And that's what Oprah said. There's got to be more than one way. No, Oprah, there's not more than one way. There's only one way. And that's why you're a per son, per the son. That's why you're a derivative from Jesus. That's why the name Jesus is G-E-S, us, integrating us back to life. God, through Jesus, is generating us. It's a sanctification process. Don't get me wrong. I don't expect you to have pie in the sky all the time down here. Just having the truth is like being in heaven. But you're going to have some trouble. The body's going to decay over time eventually. You can do some stuff to extend it and have strength. You know, fasting, cutting back carbs, cutting back sugar. You can extend it. You can have strength. I've already proved it. It's related to how much you're willing to sacrifice. It's a sacrificial redemptive system everywhere, through and through. Jobs, health, knowledge, education, marriage. If you get married, you're going to have to sacrifice. So you better marry somebody you're willing to sacrifice for, because it's going to be. You better marry somebody you're willing to suffer with. That's the pattern. Because it ain't a pretty picture. It ain't a pretty picture down here. And when you quantum connect with anything down here, it affects you. It affects you big time. Long story short, quantum connect with health. Quantum connect with truth. Quantum connect with people of faith. Quantum connect with people who are like-minded, because if they're not, it's like it's almost like a curse on you. If you quantum connect with the dark side, it's like a curse. Why would you want to do that?